Making a series of character, I really want it to be documented because the introduction is very, very important. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we'll be looking at character. I remember the first time I went to Redeem Camp. How many of us have been to Redeem Camp here? Went to Redeem Camp, their old auditorium. I stood in front and then I looked at the seat. I was like, God, people sit here. And then the Holy Spirit asked me this question I'll never forget. He said, Jotam, if these people sit down and listen to you, will you still be humble? I answered the Holy Spirit, I said, no. Immediately, I know that if, you know, there's a level of impact or level of, if you don't have character, God has not helped you, you will never be able to handle it. Correct? There's a level of success that can get into you. And then I knew that I needed work. I remember when I listened to Pastor Apostle John Susleman, he was preaching in one of the ministers' conference. He said that when he was young as a minister, he used to pray, Lord, give me anointing. He used to fast, give me anointing. But he said the Holy Spirit told him, and he was telling us in that minister's conference, he said that God told him that forget about anointing. I can give every anointing in a split second. But until your character is made, until you are solid in character, there will be nothing that will be committed to you. I said on Wednesdays we'll be looking at character, we'll be looking at how we become better individual, how do we really be able to become better in our character. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen an anointed person that slapped a member in church? Have you ever seen it? We have had that story. Have you ever had a story like that? Oh, yeah, you. Have you ever seen pastors stealing money, or you had a pastor stealing money? Okay, pastors impregnating church ladies, or pastors doing all manner of things, pastors doing MMM, 419, running away with church money, hallelujah.
Praise God.
All manner of things. Now, I've talked about pastors. Okay, let's go back to members now. I don't know if I've seen choir members or choir leaders doing unbelievable things. Yes, a lot of things happen. Why? Because our character has not been helped. I believe I'll look at it, and I want us to say some things before we go further. The truth is, character is not a gift. It is developed. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Character is not a gift. It is developed. I have seen people that prophesy, and in their prophecy, they are lying. And the prophecy is very, very accurate. I mean, like, they will use the prophecy as a tool to steal money from people. I want to get that. Now, the prophecy is a gift of prophecy. But in their prophecy, which is a gift, they don't have the character to be able to manage. So character is not a gift. It is developed. It is built. And then there is nobody that will ever be a level where he said his character is made. Is that correct?
Yes.
Everybody's character is progressive. You become more patient as you keep developing yourself. You become more humble. You become more pious. You become more disciplined. So character development is progressional. Are we together?
Yes.
So character is not a gift. It is developed. And its building process is progressional. It is developmental. The way I was last year, in my temperance, let's say in my self-control, I'm supposed to increase by the year and become better. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So character is not a gift. Character is developed and built, and character building is progressional. Till we die, you will never become perfect in character, so long as you're human. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Till we die, there's nobody, but there will be people that are more refined in character. But those that compare to another, those that we say, success is relative. Somebody can say he has 100,000 and he's successful. To somebody, you are still a poor person, because to him, 100 million is still almost not money. So that is the way character is. Somebody can have more self-control than another. And then as we advance, it's progressional, progressional. Number two thing I want us to understand before we start reading the text is character can be changed. Every character, good or bad, can be changed. Character can be changed, good or bad. Yesterday I was in glory, I think I saw him in 5 minutes of glory, and then I learned something also yesterday. You know, I've always known there are four cycles. Yesterday I learned that there are actually five cycles of character formation. The first is your thoughts. Yesterday I learned that the other thing, after you think, it becomes an image. After it becomes an image, it becomes a what? An action. After it becomes an action, it becomes a habit. After it becomes a habit, it becomes a character. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So once you think about something, and I've discovered it, I learned it when I fell into temptation of immorality. Like, not that I fell into it, when I was tempted, I discovered that. That was when I know that people that fall into immorality, when they were going to meet the lady, in their mind, they have thought about it. I don't know if you understand me now. Imagine somebody going to meet his girlfriend and he's having a boom cycle in his pocket. But if you tell you that, even if he doesn't have it in his mind, okay, in case anything happens, I'll use it. Is that not true? They have thought about it. They have thought about it. That is why when you watch movies, they are giving you image. And then when you have the opportunity to practice it, what is in your mind you have thought about, you put it into action, and then it becomes a habit, and then it becomes a character. That is why a bad character can be changed to a good one, and a good character can be changed to a bad one. Hallelujah. A child can grow up as a preacher's kid, all he knows is the Bible, and then often he meets another friend, and then he began to think about money, he begins to think about politics, he begins to think about something else that can change him from good to bad. You begin to change his thought pattern. Hallelujah. That is why if you listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome for a while, you begin to think in a particular way. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you together?
Yes, sir.
If you listen to Daddy Dikyo Olukoya for a while, you begin to think in a particular pattern. Why? Because your thought pattern is being rearranged, reprogrammed. So every character can be changed. If you are bad, you can become good. If you are good, you can become bad. Every character is transient, can change. Once you can change the thoughts, you can change the image in the mind of the person. You can change the person's action. You will change his habit, and then you will change his character. Hallelujah. Yes. That is why the word of God is targeted toward changing our thoughts. Changing our thoughts. As you listen to the word of God, as you listen, your thinking begins to change. Your thinking begins to change. When you are broke and you keep hearing about how you should prosper, how is the kingdom of God, is the will of God for you, you keep hearing it. You start thinking of, how much is actually in Toyota? How much actually in the Kenya Pep? How much actually in You begin to think, how can I really make this? How can this happen? And as you do it, your character begin to change. And I believe God will help us tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And finally, before we look at Genesis now, his character is both expressed in words and action. When I look at, let's say I look at David now, and then I look at him from head to toe. Let's say, I'm seeing him for the first time. You know, there's a way somebody can size you from shoe to toe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Without a person opening his mouth to tell you, you know that this person has already finished you. You know, there's a gesture that somebody can show you, and you know that this person is disrespectful. Let's say you're a Yoruba person, and you meet an elderly person, you didn't lie down to greet the person, you didn't greet him respectfully. Anybody in Yoruba here? When you're talking to a Yoruba person, you tell them, you say, or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Listen, you have to know, you bow your head in the north, you bow your head or do something like that. And then you're talking to an elderly person, and then you stand, you square shoulder. You didn't talk, but your actions express your character. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So, our character is expressed both in words and in action. So you may not be able to hear me speak, but when you see the way I act, you may be able to predict to a particular extent, this person, this is the way he is. This person, this is the way he is by our actions. And I believe as we look at this industry, a lot of things will happen to us. Amen. 2020 is our year of wholeness, where our spirit is whole, our soul is whole, and our body is whole. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1, 26 to 27. Genesis chapter 1. Character. And I pray for every one of us that our mind will be created hidden. Hallelujah. What I want to start is, when God made Adam, Adam had a character. There was a way Adam was behaving. And we believe from Genesis and from Scripture before he fell, he was believing in God. His whole character was cultured or shaped after God. In the image of God means in the way God looks, and his likeness is in the way he operates. How many of us talk like our fathers? Anybody here talk like his father? Have you met people that talk like their father? in their insinuation, their pitch of voice, how they address, they talk like their father. Why? Because they are in the image and the likeness of their father. They take things. People can walk like the way their fathers walk. Hallelujah. People can see, or people can even drink water or eat food like their father does. Why? Because it can be genetically transformed. That is the way our word Adam was made. He had a character. He had a way he behaved. There was a nature that produced that character and futures. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. There was a nature that produced that kind of character and futures. Have you ever seen a phone that... have you ever seen a laptop with a software that does, let's say, a Dell laptop, and then with an operating system that is not actually Dell or something? Have you ever seen, let's say, a phone, let's say an iPhone phone, but the operating system is an Android operating system? You know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Can it happen?
Yes, it happens.
It can happen, correct, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, it will begin to behave with the... So it's no longer... That was the same thing that happened to us. We had the nature of God. We had the character of God. We behaved like God. And then when we fell, our internal operating system, is it OS, has been changed to another whole new nature. Hallelujah. And then we no longer behave like God. If God was gentle before, we were no longer there. That was why Cain learned how to kill. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now I can learn how to kill. I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'll give us one definition of character today. Character is a distinguishing feature or trait, unique it here. But the way this David behaved is not the way this David behaved. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
This David has a level of confidence. Anytime David talks, I like his level of confidence. I like his that person. I like confidence. And then this David is not the same. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He has a unique distinguishing character. This one has a different character. Every David has a different character. So we can say, like, when you can hear something about David, I say, no, Toby cannot be this kind of thing. Why? Because you know this is not his character. We are gisting on Sunday and during my birthday, and then somebody was talking about one of my sisters and said, no, this person and so she can do it. And me too, I say, no, if it is this, she can do it. Why? Because we know her, that this is her character. She can do it. Together. So character is a distinguishing character. It's a way you know that this person, you are in your fight in your family, and then something happens, you know that this person cannot do this one. It's not his character, it's not in his nature. This person cannot do this one, this person cannot do this one, this person. When they say this person did this, you easily believe because you know that this person has the character of this kind of thing. Altogether,
yes,
so it's a distinguishing future. It's a distinguishing future. That Jeffrey, just imagine they say that Michelle, that their dear boy slapped somebody because he was angry on stage, you know. You will never believe because you know it's not his nature, it's not his character. You don't believe that he will do something like that. So character, we know him with a particular features, attribute. We know him to be gentle, to be meek, to be humble, to be easily taken, to take persecution. We know him to be a particular future. Hallelujah. So what are you known for? What do people really know you for? When people say this guy, very, very proud. Everybody, I have people that when they mention their name, their topmost character come to you. Now think about somebody that you know that is very stingy. Think about somebody. The name come to you. You have a name in your mind now of somebody that is stingy. Think about somebody that can talk without self-control. You know anybody like that? Somebody is coming to your mind because that is his character. Think about somebody that is quarrelsome, like fighting, like looking for trouble anytime. Somebody will come to your mind because you know, this is a defined future, particularly known to somebody. Now think about somebody that is gentle. When they say, call me somebody that is gentle, somebody will come to your mind because you know this is his future. Think about somebody that fears God. Think about so and so because this is their character, a distinguishing future, F-E-A-T-U-R-E, known or a trait that is unique to an individual. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, what are the effects of character? I will give us three. What are the effects of character, good or bad? What is the effect of a good character? What is the effect of a bad character? Hallelujah. What are the effects of character, good or bad? Number one is your character, please. I believe God will help us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your character determines what you can achieve, sustain, and retain. Your character determines what you can achieve, sustain, and retain. Can we say with me? My character
determines
what I can achieve,
what I can sustain,
and what I can retain.
What I can
James read. Chapter 1 verse 8 and 1 Chronicles 12 and 3. James 1 8. 1 Chronicles 12 and 3. 1 Chronicles 12 and 3. 1 Chronicles 12 and 3. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. That is very important. Which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. They were not of what?
Double heart.
Anybody? James chapter 1 verse 8. James 1 verse 8.
He is double-minded.
He that is double-minded, yes sir.
Unstable in all his ways.
Yes, sir. Can you read from verse 7 now, sir?
Okay,
yes, sir.
That person,
yes, sir.
Must not suppose.
Yes, sir.
That he receive anything from the Lord.
Of course, verse 8 now.
He is
a double-minded person. And he is unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. Are we together? Come on. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, he is double-minded. Unstable in all his ways. Now. How many of you know that once you are double-minded, you may be able to achieve a maximum result? Okay, let me give you an example now. I was speaking with somebody about a brother that is very promiscuous, from one day to another, from one day to another. I said, the boy is really having fun. He's really enjoying his life. And then she said that, yes, he may seem to be enjoying his life, but he will never achieve something substantial. He is sharing his resources. He may never be able to do something tangible with his money. He may be able to do something tangible with his time. If he has 50,000 naira, 20, 10. Is that correct? He's double-minded. But if he has one person, he can give that person 20 and invest 30. So a double-minded person, somebody that doesn't have character or is not fixed. You are lying here, you are cheating here, and then you are truthful somewhere, or you have double identities. You may not be ready to achieve much, and you may not be able to sustain it, and you may not be able to retain it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Your character, if you don't have the character of patience, yesterday we learned together, we talked about that. Patience is a virtue that enables you to achieve results. Now, if you don't have the character of patience, you may not even be able to graduate from school to start with. You may not be able to start a job and grow in the rank and become level to level. You may not be able to say, he that gathered wealth little by little increases. You may not be able to be disciplined to grow from level to level. So your character determines what you can achieve. What you can sustain. It's different to get into relationship. I have to read something online. Beauty is driving a lot of ladies into their husband, and character is busy driving them out. Have you ever seen that on social media?
Yes.
Beauty is there. She has a beautiful car. She's tall. She's fair. She has dimples. She has bubble teeth. She has straight legs. She has all the future a man wants in a lady, and then he marries her. But her character sent her. That is why most celebrities cannot stay in their husband's house. Most of them. Right? Because they don't have the character, but they have the beauty. They have the beauty. So character will determine what you can sustain. Because to get married is a different thing than to stay in marriage. That's true.
Yes, sir.
That's true, yes. Getting married is a different ballgame altogether from staying in marriage. So the character will determine what you can achieve, sustain, and retain. You can achieve money. That is why I said earlier in one of our services that many people that win lottery lost their money eventually. Why? Because they don't have the character to sustain the resources. That is why some politicians, I have met politicians that become beggars. Is that true? Have you met a politician before? Have you ever seen politicians that once were millions and now they are begging for money? I've seen one-on-one, several cases. People that were one in six zeros. And then they are now begging for cada money. I don't know, maybe it's a spiritual problem or something. But anyhow,
They are not, but they cannot sustain their wealth. Hallelujah. I know a very, very close person that once they had all the money, they had everything. But when the money was available, no single investment.
One.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking about millions that they will fly out the country and come back at any time. Not far, not that I, if I stretch my finger like that, I can touch the person. Very, very close to me. And they will fly all over. But there was no single investment. No land was bought. No asset was procured. No business was started. And for over a year, they could eat anything. They could have anything. And then no politics is something that you can tell them unless if you are consistent. And then left the office. And then came down to the scratch that it becomes a problem. Now, they had it, but the character to sustain it was not there. Hallelujah. So your character determines what you can achieve, what you can sustain, and how guaranteed. How many of you have achieved? How many of you know that the richest people, including secular people, the top richest people are people of character? Bill Gates has how many wives? How many wives? Have you ever read of any scandal with Bill Gates? But Zuckerberg married a China lady. China, I don't even need to start with. He's like, is it a China lady? I think it's a China lady. So she should be proud. I never heard of any scandal with Zuckerberg. Of all the pictures he's seen on Facebook. Any? Can people of discipline, Warren Buffett, all of them, they don't know God though, but they are very disciplined in character. That is why it's the devil what they can achieve, and they can sustain it, and they can retain it. Why? Because character is a universal currency. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Universal currency. It depends on what you can achieve, what you can sustain, and what you can retain. I was reading, listening to an interview by Bezos, and the owner of Amazon one day like that. He was saying that when he started this business, he spoke with his wife, and then his wife supported him. They started together, and they have been with her forever. She is everything to him. That is. But if he's an average kid or something like that, small money, this is my wife, she's not enough, I want to change. And then he starts giving a promise. So I think the money will begin to flow out. Hallelujah. Because I know that, I've noticed that to be in relationship is expensive. How many people are in relationship here? Is it expensive? They have never been in relationship. Is it expensive?
It's very, very expensive.
Good boy. Relationship is very expensive. Bro. Very expensive. Recharge card to dress, to feed you. You cannot be speaking in tongues all the time as a man. You must spend. Even your hand is, you must spend transport to go. You must do something that involves money.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you have three ladies or four. Imagine doing this kind of responsibility. But let's say you have one and then you invest and then you save the rest. You'll be able to achieve, you know that you can retain it and then you can keep it and you achieve everything. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Character of self-control. So every character determines what you can achieve, sustain, and retain. Number two, your character determines your aura before men. Aura, A-U-R-A. Your character determines your aura before men. It means your acceptability and rejectability. I don't know if that English is correct. But you understand what I'm talking about, of course.
Sure,
your aura is your acceptability. And today, this afternoon, I was being generous. The Holy Spirit told me that your character smells more than a perfume. It smells more than perfumes. How do you get that?
Yes, sir.
Your character can be perceived louder than any cologne that you are using. Louder. In Esther 2 from verse 8 to 9, the Bible says, when Esther went to the house of Hathach, the chamberlain liked her before we learned about favor later. He just liked her. Maybe there was a way she behaved. Every other lady was behaving like a slave queen. Maybe there was a way Esther behaved. How many of you know that by the way somebody behaved? How many of you have ever seen somebody on stage and then you say, this person is too proud? Has it ever happened to anybody? Have you ever seen somebody on stage and you say, this person is proud? Have you ever seen anybody like that? Yes, I've seen people meet and then you know that this person is proud. By the word and by mannerism and by subtlety, you know this person is proud. Your character speaks stronger than perfumes. It determines how people perceive you. How do you get that off?
Yes, sir.
Yes, there is a way that there are people that their character make them to stink. It makes them to stink. Their name stinks. Adolf Hitler, when you hear that name, you don't want to hear it again. More than 6 million Jews. You don't want to hear about that kind of name, that kind of character. Is that correct? You don't want to. When you have Lucifer, his character spoils his name. When you hear of China Bacha, when you hear of one president in the country today, or when you hear of some people, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Their character spoils their aura. They will not be accepted because of their character. Your character determines your aura, how people perceive you, their sense of loyalty, how people accept you. I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for all of us here that in case there is any character that makes us to stink, any character that makes us to stink before people, Father, in the name of Jesus, may it be corrected. In the name of Jesus, anything that makes us to stink before men, anything in us, the way we talk, the way we behave, our character, I pray for all that we will be changed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There are people you go around and you don't want to spend more than 10 minutes. More than 10 minutes because they talk down on everybody around them. How many people like that? Especially some weeds.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
They are fat. They have added weight. See, you have never been like this before. This person cannot speak correct English. I saw somebody that, you know, when you meet somebody that cannot speak English, you don't correct them their English immediately because they will never learn. They become bitter. I've never corrected somebody in English before. This English, they will become, why are you correcting people? Must it be public? There are people that love making people, everybody around them go down. They only want to be at the top. People like that stink. But there are people that when you go around them, you are motivated, you are encouraged. They spawn something to rise from you. I don't understand you now. You want to be around that kind of a person. Hallelujah. Want to be around that kind of a person. Ah, you are fine. You are fine. I like this your trouser. I like this your shirt. You are very, very intelligent. What is your name? You are handsome. I like the way you talk. They have something to compliment you. Then you have somebody that compliments you on the left and somebody on the right. The same shirt that somebody complimented. Ah, this is your shirt, David. This is your color. You don't know this red, black, what color is this one? Me, I like plain shirt. I don't like this plain one. I don't like this kind of shirt. The same shirt that this one gave me complimented. And then, and then something else. Who would you like to be around with for Christ's sake? So your character determines your aura, your acceptability. There are people that you would like to be around, and I believe will become that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, your character determines your reputation and your integrity. Job chapter 27 verse 5, Philippians chapter 2 verse 29, and Galatians 2:2. Galatians 2:2, Philippians 2:29, and Job 27 verse 5. Integrity is who you are when nobody's around. True of us. Their reputation is what people think about you. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
From my own perspective, I will look at people and say, this guy is disciplined. That is the kind of image he has portrayed on the outside. And then we are giving him a reputation. But who he really is people that are in his room that I really know. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes. My father is known to be a jovial person in our neighborhood. All the children play with him. Everybody, they call him names, play. But when he comes home, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. His reputation is different from the one at home. Why? Because you want to be, you don't misbehave at home. Why? Because when he's kid, that is, he has a different reputation outside. But in the house, he's a different person. That explains what is integrity. Integrity is who you are when nobody's around. Mm-hmm. When they say fast, you make people believe you are fasting, but you go inside and drink biscuit and eat egg roll. You don't have integrity. How to get out?
Yes, sir.
Who you are when nobody is there, nobody to assess you. There are many times I want to do something, I say no. The fact that nobody here doesn't mean I should not do this kind of thing. I will make sure that who you are in private. Or the kind of image that people, so that I will do something and say, okay, but if they tell somebody that I did this, they will not believe me. I will not do it. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is integrity. When you say you don't steal money, it means you don't steal money. Not that you steal money and use language to cover it. It's not actually stealing money. No. altogether. So your who you are when nobody is around, or your reputation is the image that people think about you, the kind of image you paint on the outside, like packaging. And you can package yourself like you are one wealthy person, but in reality you are broke. Are you understanding now?
Yes,
now, but you are put now. People have a reputation. They think, oh boy, this guy has money. But really, that is not what you are. So integrity and your reputation is determined by your character. Now, how are character shaped? Please, this is very, very important. Very, very important. Today, when you look at me, Jotham, that is the way I behave. Something has shaped me for the past. Yesterday, on Sunday, I did one year. For the past X years of my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Something has shaped my behavior. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, something has definitely shaped the way I talk, the way I behave, the way I do things. Something, and then the first thing is cultural background. Mark chapter 14, verse 17. Mark 14, 17. I saw this scripture a long time ago, and it has blessed me. Mark 14:17. Cultural background shapes character. Mark 14:17. It says, in the evening. Yes, that's what I really want to get. Okay, let me check Matthew 14:17. I just pray I've not missed this text. When Peter was at the temptation of Jesus Christ, and then he spoke, and then they said, "Are you not from Galilee? For even your speech betrays you." How many of you know that text? Let me just get it for a second.
Mark 14:70.
Mark 14:70, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you help us read this out? Mark 14:70. Yes, sir.
And he denied it again.
Yes.
And a little after,
yes,
they that stood by said again to Peter,
yes,
"Surely thou art one of them,
yes,
for thou art a Galilean."
For thou art a Galilean.
And thy speech.
And thy speech betrayed what?
He says that aggregate.
Okay, and your speech aggregate to it that you are a Galilean. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't know if you know that. Do I have an accent from the north? Why is my accent? Do I have an accent? Northern accent? Right? So people should say that I speak like a Hausa person.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because I'm from the north. There's a way Yoruba people talk. There's a way they dance talk.
Yes.
There's a way they behave. There's a way they answer.
Yes.
It has slowly, fast, the intonation. It has been shaped by their culture and their background. There's a way Yoruba person will answer. There's a way an Igbo person will answer. There's a way a Hausa person will answer. So our behaviors over the time has been shaped by our culture and by our background. Some people that are photo that answer looking at your face. Like in the Western culture, they say that if you are talking to somebody and you're looking at his eyes, you are not sincere. Did you? Yes. And you can confirm the information. I think I've read it. In the West, when you're talking to somebody and shaking somebody, you're expected to look at his eyes when you're shaking the person. If you don't look at his eyes, that means you're a traitor. But in Nigeria, now when you're looking at somebody, your eyes are supposed to be away to show respect. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So the two guys will behave differently. Why? Because their culture has shaped their behavior. In Genesis 34, verse 71, it is not in the culture of Israel for a lady, like, it is a culture in Israel that virginity is the highest culture. You don't sleep with a lady before marriage. That's why they say that this folly cannot be done in Israel. That's why we see how virgins in Israel have a lot of virgins. Hallelujah. Because their culture doesn't permit promiscuity. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And my friend stuck in Enugu. He is telling me that in Enugu in the East, mini skirt is their culture. Like even married ladies, prayer ministers. He said he was telling me a lot of things that anywhere, people marry young children anywhere, the environment permits it. Are you hear that?
Yes,
now, when you come to the north, wearing a trouser in my area, you are a bad person. The culture resists it. So, over the time, culture has shaped us. Culture has shaped the way I'm behaving like this. If I came from the West, I may not be behaving like this. Why? Because the culture will shape my mentality. Will shape my mentality. So, everywhere, the way you are behaving, culture has played a background in your ideologies, in your mindset, in your behavior, in everything. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So, culture has shaped and then our background. So, number two is our associations. Who you have been with or who you have been around. 1 Corinthians 15:33 and then Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20 is a popular thing, but he that walks with the wise shall be what?
Wiser.
He that walks with the wise shall be what?
Wiser.
He that walks with fools shall be what?
Destroyed.
Shall be foolish also. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, let us remember. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. How about the person that walks with the fools? You will become foolish. Is that true?
Yes.
From 1 Thessalonians 15:13, what does he say? What does he say? Be not deceived. Is that it?
1 Corinthians 15:23.
Yes,
but every man in his own order.
15:33, sir.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Evil communication.
Evil communications.
Corrupt good manners.
Corrupt good manners. Don't be deceived. Mm-hmm. You know, Christians can say, I will change the person. No, I will change the person. Be not deceived. Evil communications. Corrupt good manners. If you work with a friend, Pastor David was saying something yesterday that if your friend is a liar, you will not know when you join him to lie.
Yes.
He said that. He said, you will lie in your prayer and tell him, is it true? You will not know when you say, yeah, it's true. You will join him in the lie and you have become a liar. That is the beginning. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Your friend will determine if your friend is a cheat and you continue working with him for long, you will learn how to cheat unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Unconsciously.
Yes, sir.
If your friend follow ladies, or is a womanizer, or your friend is a manizer, you know, there's womanizer and manizers. If that is your friend, unconsciously you will learn how to cheat. You will learn how to become promiscuous. You will learn it. It's an art. There is a skill to it, and then you will learn it. If your friend is disciplined, you will learn discipline with what you feel. So over the time you develop, it is saying that birds of a feather what flock together.
Yes.
It is saying that show me your friend and I'll know who you are. If you're comfortable around where they are smoking and they are drinking, maybe you have not just made up your mind to start here, but you are comfortable with them. If you don't like smoking, you will not like to sit down there. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Sit down there for a while. One day you will start up drunk. By the smoke, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Have you ever been to a place where the smoke is looking like mosquito coil? Smoke of Indian hair, man, looking like mosquito. I've been in a place like that. You see the place, well, like, you know the way they put mosquito coil, no mosquito coil?
Yes, sir.
And that's then you try mosquito. And the whole place, that is the way. If you see that kind of place, well, you've been intoxicated now. You've been intoxicated. So your friend has shaped you, whether you like it or yes. You have shaped your friend and your friend has shaped you. How many of you have shaped your friend here? Mm-hmm. And then how many of you have been shaped by your friends? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that sincerity. All of us.
Yes, sir.
We have shaped our friends and they have shaped us. So if you don't like that friend, you stay away. We are not dealing with that now. Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
Then number three, what has shaped people's character is their mental training and their exposures. What has shaped people's character at number three is mental trainings and exposures. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4 and then Acts 11:26. I love this scripture. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. Somebody else, Acts 11:26.
Daniel 1 verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Children in whom there was no blemish.
Please, can we listen now? Children of whom there's no blemish, yes.
But well favored.
Or well favored, yes, sir.
Skillful in all wisdom.
And skillful in all wisdom.
And cunning in knowledge.
And cunning in knowledge. This is the next part that's very important.
And understanding science.
And understanding science, yes.
And such as had ability.
Now, please listen to it. Everybody, please, sir. Yes. Such that have the ability to what?
In them to stand in the king's palace.
Those that have the ability to stand in king's palace.
And whom they might teach.
Thank you so much.
The learning and the tongue of the child. Yes.
Hallelujah. Whom they might teach. Those that have the ability. Mm-hmm. But we know there's not everybody that can stand before presidents. It's true. It's not everybody that can stand before Governor Abello. That is why if you're a teacher and then you're screening students to go and represent the school, there are people you pick. But because these people have been exposed, you don't take somebody that has never seen a boarding school before. And then he's there, he's just looking at, is he going to just manifesting himself? What is that mean now? He has been exposed to that kind of atmosphere. So your character has been shaped by your training. You cannot be a PhD student and be behaving like a undergraduate. Your thinking cannot be the same.
Yes.
Your behavior cannot be the same.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
So the more learned you are, the more your character changes inevitably. That is one advantage of school. School is not only a degree, first class, 2-1, 2-2. It shapes your character. The discipline to write 31 tests in one semester and then do that kind of thing for 4 years till you graduate is another lesson we learn in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes,
you learn discipline to write projects. School is not only, there are many things we learn. So the more educated, the more exposed you are, your character is shaped. You cannot behave like somebody that is a dummy or somebody that is dealing with it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes. So your educational level, training, and exposure determine the way you behave. I think I've seen a small child that grew up in the midst of adults. And then when he's with his mate and the mate are playing with son, he's just looking at them, just behaving himself. Have you ever seen children like that? That they are above their age.
Yes, yes.
But because they grew up in the midst of adults, they are exposed to adults, so they act like that. It shapes their characters. How to get that?
Yes,
so your mental training and exposure affect the way you behave.
Yes.
When you see somebody that is confident or somebody that is really have a good self-esteem, it's either he is mentally trained to believe in himself or he has been exposed to atmosphere where he's not abused. How to get that?
Yes, sir.
Somebody that has been abused will always have low self-esteem. Always. Somebody that has been abused will have low self-esteem. Am I dressed? Am I well dressed? Am I talking very well? Do I fit in this atmosphere? They will always have low self-esteem. But when somebody that is exposed to an atmosphere of love, affirmations, confidence, people believe in you, you don't necessarily have a healthy esteem of yourself. So your trainings, your mental trainings, and your exposure shapes your character. And then number four is your spiritual inclinations shapes your character. Matthew chapter 7 verse 20 says that by their fruit you will what?
Know them.
Galatians 5 verse 22-25 talking about fruit of the flesh and fruit of the spirit. How many of you know that a pagan would behave differently from a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
A Christian would behave differently from a Muslim. Why? Because our religious inclination in the north and from the north and from the north state. Yes, you don't know. In the north, violence is the order. They don't take abuse. You look for my trouble, we fight it out. That is what they are taught in their religion. It's not true. But we are taught as a Christian, when they slap you here, you turn the other side of the cheek. So your religious inclination will define your behavior and affect your behavior. We are taught patience, temperance, self-control. They may not be taught that in their religion. There could be religion that don't teach that and don't believe in that. So your religion inclinations, the kind of religion you belong to, if you are a Buddha or a Confucianist or how many religions we have, we have a lot of religion. Your religion will always shape the way you behave. Is it true? Yes. Our religion will always shape the way we behave. And then finally is your experiences and exposures. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 of the things that we have heard, the things you have handled, and the things you have looked upon, that will communicate your experience. to shape the way you love. There are people that they started fear anytime they touch their dog. Fear is in them. Some people's fear is because one time they have been raped, especially ladies. If the lady has had a bad rape experience, it will shape the rest of her life. That's the way she behaves towards brother, that's the way she behaves towards fear. If somebody has had a negative experience, it shapes the way he behaves in the future. Especially if your childhood was bad, you grow up in an adult becoming, let's say when you are a child, you are being abused. You will grow up to be defensive. Everyone wants to defend yourself, want to defend yourself. I don't know if you understand me now.
Yes, sir.
But because of your experience, the truth is, I have an article one time I wrote, take time to heal. Take time to heal. Because when I noticed, when I looked at my life and I looked at certain things that I was doing, I could trace it to the way I be. There was a time that I was bitter. When somebody does me something like, I have this kind of withdrawal attitude from people. And then I could trace it back to my childhood. This was the way I was being trained when I was a child. When I was a child, when I was being talked to, when something like that, I was forced to keep quiet. I was not given the privilege to express myself. So when I grew up like that. And I grew up with a withdrawal attitude. There are many people that behave in their adult stage. Why? Because of the way they were trained and they grew and they are brought up. Are we together at all?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So our experience shaped our character to a great extent. To a great extent. To a great extent. So how our character shaped? Number one, I said was what? Our cultural background. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Number two, I said was what? Our associations. Number three, I said was what? Mental training and exposures. Number four, I said is spiritual inclinations. And then number five is our experiences and our exposure. The way I behave today is as a result of this and more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's as a result of this and more. These have shaped the way I behave. So when I look at you, you are a cumulative effect of these five factors. Either your cultural background, or the kind of friends you have kept over time, or then your level of mental transformation and exposure. And then number four is your spiritual inclinations. And then number five is your experience and exposure. Does this make sense to us at all?
Yes, sir.
Yes. This has shaped all of us. All of us. And it's very, 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 very true. Very, very true. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, these are shaped both good and bad people. Both good and bad people. These five things have shaped our characters. Now, how do we shape a character? How do we change a character? This is very, very important. And then, since today is the foundation we'll be able to build on, how do we change character? I know of two ways so far. How do we change a character? The first is mind renewal. Remember the cycle I spoke about. Mind renewal. Can we read Colossians 3 verse 10? Ephesians chapter 4. Toby, help us with Colossians 3:10. David, Ephesians 4:23.
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
Yes, sir.
And I've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge.
And have put on the new man.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Which is renewed. It is renewed in what?
In knowledge.
Knowledge, yes, sir.
After the image of him that created him.
After the image of him that created him, yes. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, yes, sir.
Ephesians 4:23.
Yes, sir.
And to be renewed in the spirit.
And to be renewed in our spirit.
Of our mind.
Of our mind, yes. Is that not all?
Yes, sir.
4:23.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ephesians 4:23, yes, sir.
Wow.
Can
we have 25 then? 25.
Yes.
Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbor.
Okay.
For we are members one of another.
For we are members one of another. And be renewed in your spirit. I think there should be one I am looking for. Okay. Okay, sorry, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit.
Which one are you reading?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm a teacher student. All the scriptures on my head are teachers. I don't know. Anytime somebody put a scripture, can you like all the scriptures on my head are teachers? Without the way you read it, I was expecting to hear something that I see. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Romans 12 verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be what?
Transformed
by the renewing of your mind. Remember the cycle that we have learned today. First of all, is what? Thought, then what? Action, then what? No, thought, image, then action, then habit, then character. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So that means if you want to change the end, you go to back to the software and edit it. Is that correct? I'm not going to do programming here. Okay, say if it is 2, send Windows game. Yeah, did that in 200 level, logic circuit.
Okay.
If it is and this, produce this. If it is and this and this, produce this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now you cannot go to the display window. You know that the display window that produce that is that the background window is for programming. That is the display that people see on the outside.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now you cannot edit it on the display window. You can't.
The background.
You have to go back to the back window and edit it.
Yes.
That means if somebody is behaving in a particular way, to correct it, you cannot correct it on the surface.
Yes.
You are beating, you are a white beater. You cannot control it by stopping from a beating. You have to edit his mind.
Yes.
How to get that up? You have to edit it. Somebody is behaving in a particular way, a promiscuous lady. You cannot change her until her mind is re-educated. That is why the word of God is very, very important. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Very, very important, because then as you hear it, your mind will change. That is why the devil fights people from hearing the word of God by all means. Because once you hear it, you will change.
Yes.
Once you hear it, you will change. Once you hear it, you will change. And then you become a different person. You become a different person. So, how to correct and shape character? Let us know it is by mental renewal, mind transformation. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
As you listen, as I've been trained, you will change. So it is a futile exercise to determine to change it from the surface, but we go to their mind. And then number 2 is the force of spirituality. Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says, if we through the spirit to modify the deeds of what? The flesh. By spiritual power, everything can be tamed. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
2 Corinthians 3 verse 8 says that we all are beholden as in a what? A glass, an image, and the glory of God. We are being transformed into what? The same image. How many of you have ever been angry and you want to say something and the Holy Spirit says, don't say it? Has it ever happened before, God?
Yes, sir.
Has it really happened? You want to say something and then the Holy Spirit will say, no, this is wrong. And then you stop. But you want to do something and then the Holy Spirit says, no, don't do this. That happened to all of us, I believe.
Yes, sir.
So spirituality can shape your character. The force of prayer, fasting, and the word of God can shape the way you behave. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It can shape your character. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If through the Spirit we can mortify the deeds of the flesh. I listened to my message by Apostle Aaron one time. He called it detaining the flesh or something like that. I cannot really remember. But he said that if you have a problem with your eyes, your prescription is 21 days prayer and fasting. And then I really see this. Can you start me saying? Yes. Spiritual about the same year, something like that. Yes, that's it. So that if you have a problem with your tongue, this is quick and talk anyhow. 7 days fasting and prayer will free your tongue under self-control. Say if your problem is your mouth, or he said he gave different carnal problems and he gave spiritual prescription. The way doctor will say 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 2 in the night. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So spirituality can control it. Can control that character devil. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If your problem is ladies, fast for 3 days. The reason you see lady, even if she's naked, your what is the hormone? There is no energy to even look at the lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've 3 days fasting before.
Yes,
you know, on the 10th day you are dead, properly dead. Your flesh can, if they don't put pornography, your body cannot react, it's too dead to react. So if you think you cannot, anytime you call that lady, you fornicate. Born on the third day of a fast, the strength to fornicate will not be there. Is that correct?
Yes,
so spirituality contains character. Mm-hmm. In my teeth, there is a spiritual recommendation to control that stealing. So when your mind is being renewed and you add the force of spirituality, your character can be tamed. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And I believe as we put this word into our practice, look at the things that have shaped you over time. How has my culture affected me? Now, I'm from the north now. I have to learn how to not react violently to people. I have to learn that, no, this is the way our people are, but this is not the way everybody is. You have to learn how to change your character. You have to watch your associations. There are things that people cannot mind. I have friends that our language and our registers, and they say, you know what is a registers? Register is a language, not a particular group of people. So like, medical people have their own registers. Accountants have their own registers. Lawyers have their own registers. Like linguists, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So like, we have our registers, my friend. I cannot meet you tomorrow and you say, oh boy, how far? Without that language, my friend. You are not my friend. Oh, no, you are not how far. How are you? We are different. There is coffee, there is a manner of approach. No, we don't, there are languages we don't use. We don't use a black guy half waiting their half food. No. We are culture manner. That is our register. So you watch your association. How do they behave? What is their passion? What is their pursuit? There are people that are acquaintances. Nobody's acquaintances. People just know around, they are not really close to you. They are saying, and then there are people you call friends, people that have influence over you, know who they are, and then place them where they belong. There are people that don't waste my time to read their status. There are people that don't even wait, I don't have the time to even check, because I their level of influence in my life is minimal. I don't want to go too close to associate with them because they are, let me tell you something. How many know that what we see shaped us, whether you did unconsciously or unconsciously. You don't do something that you say, I think the way I saw it too. Let me get out. So be careful the people you associate with, say, your friends. What is their portion? What is their vision? No, I cannot have a friend now when we meet. Your time. Don't know what is happening in this country. All my friends, when we meet, they're talking about, all of them, I have pastors and I have non-pastors friends. When we meet, we cannot be discussing the governor of so state, the governor of this state. Do you know his election? So what is this? I don't have that time. Hi, Manu and Jesse. They're good conversations. But if we ever discuss about them, it's a passive discussion. And then we discuss on issues of, if I was a business person, my friends would be that we sharp. The Bible says iron what?
Sharpened
iron. We are not man of the same, we are not in the same direction. We cannot be friends for long. We cannot be good friends. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So what, and then mental, develop your brain to shape your character. If you have a manner of courtesy, the way you behave, read a lot to shape your character. Last year I read a 279 pages book on courtesy, on how to eat, how to behave, how to do it. I learned that when food is served, you wait for everybody, you eat at the pace of everybody, you don't eat before everybody, you learn how to behave. Is that correct? Develop your mind. Learn how to walk. I taught my fiancé how to walk. You don't walk anyhow. You don't walk. Many people that walk. No, ladies walk with their legs together. There is a way a man should walk. That I learn how to shake. There is a way you stretch your hand to shake. You learn it. You develop your mind towards it. Hallelujah. Yeah. There is a way you do everything. There is a way you bow. There is a way you bow. There is a way you look at somebody's eye respectfully. I learned it. So you can develop your mind towards it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And there is a way to give something to somebody. You must learn it. A good character. Just imagine I want to give something to David now. David, how about? You know when you have money today, I just bring out the money, public like this guy, I say, how about? He will collect the money for you, baby, but that's the bad character of my past. There is a way to give something to somebody. There is a way to do it. And I've been to ministry to ministers before, and then they said they want to give you honorarium. I have declared honorarium like that countless times. They said, I don't want to give you, just call everybody, I want to give you. I make you look at him, he came to collect money like that. I said, no, thank you. No. I'm very, very comfortable. They said, God bless you. Thank you. I learned ministerial, I read it. I read that your new book on ministerial ethics. How do you handle a pastor? So I developed my mind. So you can read it.
Is that true?
So you can read and shape your character. That is the way I behave in ministry towards external ministry because I read it. And then you can also shape your mind. What is the other area that shapes characters? You can also shape your mind based on religion. Believe the things of the Bible. Learn the futures. We will look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit and we'll look at it. And then we'll be able to learn how to shape our character. Shape it. And I believe our life will not become the same in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do we really get something this evening?
Yes, sir.
How many of us believe that if our character becomes better, God will put everything on us and we can be able to carry it? We can be able to carry it. I learned it. The Holy Spirit has taught me. I have listened to it several times. God will never give you something above your character. Above your character. Hallelujah. If you cannot handle 1 million naira, God will never give you. That is God. The devil can give you because he wants to destroy you, but God will not give you until you grow. The Bible says, strong meat belong. No, Galatians chapter 4 verse 2 says, a child, though he be not of old.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
He's not giving until he's kept under what? Two cups. Until he's trained before they will give him.
Mm-hmm.
So it is yours, but until you are trained. I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 to 14 says, strong meat belong to those who are of what? Of age.
Mm-hmm.
Who by reason of use have their senses exercised. It is until you grow up in character and then you build stability. I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. One of the things that you must start little in life is starting small builds character. Builds character. You learn perseverance. You learn how to persevere. There are many things I learned as we started mentioning. I have learned a lot of things. And I have built my character. Formerly before that, when I was invited to preach, or let's say I'm invited to preach in a place where people are not blessed, I didn't used to go before. But I was used to cry. But when I started ministry, and then I learned it. Now, before you know, but the last time we had a crusade, it was important. When we went there, I didn't even think about the crowd. I was just going there and I was shocked when I saw people from all over. I was like, but the year before, my character was I like people. So things will be shaping your character and then you become better. And once you are settled, your character is settled, you are fixed, you'll be able to grow. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, even our feet as I pray for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to mention anything, any character in your life that you have noticed. First of all, can we appreciate God for the word and say, Father, we thank you for speaking to us today. First of all,